Chapter 37. By mid-morning, the rain had ceased and the wind became a mere whisper of breeze. Mossflower came back under the spell of halcyon summer. Watching the back trail to see they were not being followed, Vizca and his five cohorts emerged from the woodlands. Dripping with dew and drizzle from the foliage, they halted on the path, panting as they got their bearings. Redwall Abbey's bell tower was visible to the south. The Golden Fox turned to face north.
That way to the fort and the ship.
Fertie cocked an ear at a sound from the woodlands.
Somebody's coming, Cap'n. We're being followed.
Vizca ran across the path.
In the ditch, quick!
They leapt into the ditch, which separated the path from the flatlands. It was full of mud and nettles and was a sticky and uncomfortable landing, but no beast made a sound. Crouched on the ditch bed, the crew vermin held their breath as Vizca risked a speedy glance over the bank. He uttered a sigh of relief as a familiar cackle sounded from the underbrush. It was Glamour, the fat old cook of the Blood Gullet. She waddled across and peered into the ditch, treating her shipmates to a snaggle-toothed grin.
Hee-hee! You wouldn't think of sneaking off without old Glamour now, would you?
Vizca scowled.
Anyone else following us?
Glamour sat down on the path.
Only me, Captain, just old Glamour. The rest of your fine crew's probably waiting at Hellgates right now, poor fools.
The Golden Fox glared at her.
All right, you better get down here with the others.
Glamour twitched the snout at the rank odour of mud and wet loam. She shook her head.
Now, I'm too long in me seasons to be wading round in that lot. Or just walk on the path alongside ya.
Vizca beckoned, as though he had something secret to impart. The fat cook bent so he could whisper in her ear. She did not even see the spiked metal mace, which snuffed out her life in the wink of an eye. Vizca stepped back disdainfully.
Stupid old fool. She'd give us away walking along in clear view. Stow her down here. Glamour ain't going nowheres.
Shocked into silence by the swift and callous murder, the crew beasts obeyed their captain's order. Vizca thrust the sword of Martin through his waist sash. He shouldered the mace without a backward glance at his victim.
Get going. 'Tis safer down here where we can't be seen.